Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
Time to get some comfort in numbers for a Jeff and Jen Show family member who has an undying urge that she has to satisfy.
Comfort in numbers is where we take something that you might find weird. We throw it out to our giant family, everybody who listens to the show, and we try to find somebody who either A, does what you do, so you don't feel as weird, or B, has a more extreme story, which would make you feel a little bit more normal.
So today's comfort and number comes from Lanny.
Lanny wants to know if it is odd that she is a single woman with no kids and no children in the foreseeable future, but has an urge to nibble on newborn babies. All of her friends are baby-making age, and she wants to know if it is a common feeling to want to pick up these babies and chew on their chubby little parts.
Like just nibble on, like a nibble. Just nibble.
Bite them.
She used the word nibble and bite.
I got to tell you, I get it. I
what do
know
you
what
mean
she's talking
you get
about.
It.
I know what Lanny is talking about.
Well, hold on. Her question is,
okay,
is this a common feeling? And she goes on to say she is concerned that she might do this to a strange baby.
It to is somebody else's baby.
It's
okay.
That overwhelming to her. So go ahead, Jen. Explain okay. How you understand.
Well, we might need more comfort in numbers because I don't know if I can do this on my own because I have had that insatiable urge to eat my children.
What?
What
I know it's so weird to say, but it's like I didn't have this for anybody else's kids. So that's where we need more comfort in numbers. But I felt with my
hold
kids,
on a second. I thought real quick. Just want to interrupt you.
Yeah.
JP, you have a new nephew, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Keep it away from Chen.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought that was just an expression. So cute you can eat it.
No, it comes from a real urge. It's like they are so cute. You just want to eat. You love them so much. You want to devour them. And it's like, it is the weirdest feeling. But I've never had it for anybody else's children.
Stop, Jen.
Stop interrupting me. Let me finish.
Jen, hold on.
I have wanted to eat my own children.
Stop saying that, you monster.
Not like fully devour them, but like put all their little parts in my mouth and like just be that close to them because they're so cute. And the toes, the nibbling of the toes. I would call it a toe snack with my kids. I would be like, come here, give me a toe snack. And I would put their toes
get
in my
away.
Mouth.
I don't want to
Jen, what are you
here.
Saying
I'm
out
telling
loud?
You, I'm telling you, other moms will feel me. They will feel me on this. I promise you. I promise you. We can get her some comfort in numbers. Now, I don't know if it's about strangers' kids, though.
Okay, but you said it's because they're so cute. And
yes.
Like JP brought up, so cute I could eat them.
Yes, that's how it feels.
I follow Kelly Cheese on the Insta stories.
Yep.
I see her cat. Fluffy.
Yeah.
Cute.
Not the same.
Never wanted to throw it in a frying pan.
No. Okay, let me give you an analogy.
Sorry.
Please don't do
it's
that.
It's like a craving for Panera.
Okay.
When you get it in your mind that you're going to get that perfect sandwich, it's going to be perfectly toasted, and it's that physical craving you have for it. You know what I'm feeling?
No.
Don't tell me. No. Listen. Just follow. Follow.
You're
follow
comparing
me.
A BLT you, to a human infant.
You follow me. You know that craving you get when you know it's about to happen and you're about to get your Panera sandwich and you can't wait to eat it?
Yes.
Okay. And you crave it and you have to, like, you can't wait to put it in your mouth?
Okay.
Because you love it so much and you need it?
Yeah.
Okay. Same thing with your baby.
Oh, my God. People are calling.
I'm telling you, we're going to get her some comfort numbers. I promise you.
You just compared eating a Panera sandwich to chewing on your children's toes.
Oh, yeah. Ask my girls. They know what a toe snack means.
No.
No, I will never say that out loud to a woman or a girl.
Especially a child.
You can walk up to your four-year-old and be like, nah, want a toe snack from Uncle Jeff? Kelly, I want you to do that with your, are we calling him your boyfriend? Whatever, dude.
Yeah.
I want you just to jam your feet in his mouth later today and go, who wants a toe snack?
Oh, haven't done that already.
Oh, Jen, gross.
All right. Well, there are already people willing to tell their story, including, because the spirit of comfort in numbers is to try to find people who are similar or more weird.
Yes.
Including a woman who had the police called on her because she bit a stranger's baby.
All right, it's in 3 minutes on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star
94.1. We're trying to find some comfort in numbers for Lanny, who's got an overwhelming urge to nibble on babies, and she's actually afraid that someday she's going to bite a stranger's kid.
This was so bizarre to us, right? And everybody in the room.
Except for the parent.
You want to eat your children.
I'm the breeder.
I can't move past that.
I'm telling you, it's not that weird. I promise you.
All right. Well, Lanny's concern was that she was going to bite the stranger's baby. We have an overwhelming number of calls from moms who are on the same side as you, Jen.
Yes.
That chewing on your own child is something that many moms have experienced.
It's a natural urge.
So we're going to table that. And as bizarre as it is, Kelly, we have to acknowledge that Jen is normal in that area.
No. No way.
Toe snacks are normal, Kelly.
My family. Thank you, guys. But we got to look for comfort in numbers for Lanny specifically.
Andy, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. So when my youngest was itty bitty, I seriously, could not stop myself from just nibbling on him. He was just I couldn't help it. Oh my God, and his chubby little legs. And it was fine, whatever, until I accidentally gave him a hickey.
Oh no.
and I had to explain it to my husband.
The compulsion to
And I was oh my goodness, yeah, this has to stop. I've gone too far.
The compulsion to nibble is very real, Jen.
It's so real.
Oh, so real.
For me, it's the toes. For her, the thighs.
Let's say hello to Tammy. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
All right. So I was at Golden Corral with all of my friends when I was in my 20s. I was really young. And this mom got so irate at me because, when you're standing behind waiting for, your seats and you're paying and you're doing all that stuff. There was, the baby, and the baby was looking at me. And I don't know what came over me. I honestly was a different person. It was a weird animalistic instinct or something. And it reaches out its little arm and it just looked so adorable that I nibbled it.
Hold on. Am I understanding you correctly that you nibbled a stranger's baby in line headed into the Golden Corral?
I did. And it was very confusing for me and the baby because we were, looking at each other. And, I just nibbled his arm and was like, what just happened? Is this when my biological clock went off? Did I black out? I have no idea what's going on. At that moment, the mom turned and, saw it happen. So, my face is real close to her face, but, the baby's arm is between us as I'm nibbling this stranger's baby's arm. And she, called the cops. And it was, this whole deal at the Golden Corral.
Did she press charges or anything? Or did the cops come and she's this woman tried to eat my baby?
I mean, the cops came and calmed the situation down. I didn't know what happened. I didn't know what happened with my body. And I think the cop was super nice. It was this female cop. So she was trying to have us relate women to women and was this girl, she's young, who knows? Everybody jokes about nibbling on babies or eating their toes and this little piggy and all that stuff. And eventually it was fine. I did not end up eating at Golden Corral, so I was very sad that I missed out on my buffet. But It was mortifying. And I was there with friends, you know, like these are people, like even like, you know, however many years it's been later, they're like, you remember that time you nibbled a baby? And I'm like, oh God, guys, like, please stop.
If you bite a stranger's baby at a restaurant, that never gets forgotten about.
No, you're the baby vampire forever.
Thank you for the call.
Thanks for listening and sharing it to the world. So absolutely no one can forget it.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.